Let me know when we're back.
We are.
Okay, we're back. I'm leaning way back in my chair. Let's wait for everybody. Tell them to refresh. Get everybody refreshing. The show will be lost to posterity because they don't like what I'm saying. They don't like what I'm saying. See, I'm telling you, we get in a new location, we'll have a backup. We'll also be sending out over DSL. You give us the donations. You get us to $500 a month steady, and we will be in a new location. We'll be able to control the signal a little better. We're talking about S510, and they didn't like it. They booted us off. It happens to me. Happens to John Arthur. Happens to everybody. I guess Mark Kornke's stuff's been disappearing. You know, everything's getting weird here. So let's go on here. I'm talking to you people in Ohio about this S510, the Nazi bill to take away your food from your backyard. Sherrod Brown of Ohio, who supports this bill, called out statistics by the Center for Disease Control that 76 million foodborne businesses a year with 5,000 resulting in death. So what? That has nothing to do with this. That's food production, and we're going to talk about that later, about the hypocrisy of it. What Brown did not say is that the FDA, the very agency further empowered by S510, is responsible for the approval of pharmaceutical drugs that resulted in 100,000 deaths a year. They're going to put your backyard under the jurisdiction of the same people that put bad drugs out there and all these retarded vaccines that destroy your children. None of the supporters of S510 also acknowledge the corrupt nature of the FDA. Monsanto executives now work at the FDA or on President Obama's Food Safety Task Force. Those of you that don't know who Monsanto is, they're the guys that want to do away with healthy food and seeds that aren't terminated. They want to control the entire seed bank. They don't want you to be able to make seeds out of what you grow. They want you to keep going to the hardware store and buying it from them. They're genetically altered and enhanced food. None of the legislators, they discussed that there have been FDA raids already on natural food centers. Remember the Manna Food Bank over there in Ohio that I told you about? The SWAT team went in and took everything. It's on our website, dutchjones.info.
I haven't heard anything about that.
They're lawyers. They're like Amish people. They don't want to fight back. They'll do that. They'll go raid these food co-ops, kind of like the one we have here on Sunday afternoons, to a smaller level. Go ahead. I dare you. I dare you to keep us from trading eggs for goat's milk here.
Yeah.
Please come in a white van. But meanwhile, they'll let the right egg company sicken people for decades before they take action. Remember that big egg company? Now, yesterday, Senator Bob Casey informed his Pennsylvania constituents that the $1.6 billion price tag for this bill will stop food smuggling in the United States. They actually said that. Listen again. Senator Bob Casey, a hack from Pennsylvania, a spokesperson for the New World Order, says $1.6 billion is worth stopping food smuggling in the United States. How much food smuggling has been going on?
What?
What is food smuggling? What he's really saying is backyard farmers, roadside Kool-Aid stands, little kids making muffins.
Cupcakes.
We're not going to be able. It was cupcakes. Not able to tax it. Okay, here's the quote. I found the quote here. These provisions add personnel to detect, track, and remove smuggled food and call for the development and implementation of strategies to stop food from being smuggled into the United States.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, the cigarette boats full of jalapenos are coming in on the coast of Florida right now.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, those cinnamon rolls from France we ordered, coming in on the midnight train. Now, is food smuggling actually a problem in the United States? I've been on the border a lot. I've never seen a bunch of tortillas come sneaking across. Well, the biggest food smuggling case in the history of the U.S. was busted wide open in September. 11 Chinese and German executives were indicted for bringing in $40 million worth of commercial-grade honey over a five-year period, reportedly paying $80 million in import fees. No wonder they tried smuggling. You understand what I'm saying?
Paying.
Yeah, to avoid paying the $80 million. They didn't want to pay $80 million in import fees, so they smuggled in $40 million worth of commercial-grade honey. Now, I'm not big on people sneaking and stuff. Buy your honey from Americans. That's a corporate. It's a corporation. That's not some guy in his backyard. So why is this bill aimed at you? If you're going to actually stop it, aim it at corporations.
Yeah.
But what did I say at the beginning? Corporations are the new kings and queens. And that amounts to 3% of all the $1.35 billion honey market over a five-year period. So they smuggled in 3% of the honey, and now they're saying they need this bill to stop it.
That's ridiculous.
Since that was the biggest food smuggling bust, food smuggling is not the problem. Clearly, it hardly seems worth it for the U.S. taxpayer to cough up $1.6 billion to the FDA to stop such illegal activities, especially in our current economic recession. But here's what they're doing. They're arming. USDA strike teams. That's what the $1.6 million is for. They have to justify spending all that black bag money. Well, this isn't black bag. This is in your face. And your senators and congressmen that you sent, they're going to spend in the name of security. It will allow the government under maritime law, get this, to define the introduction of any food into commerce, even direct sales between individuals, as smuggling into the United States. Since under that law, the U.S. is a corporate entity and not a location. Entry of food into the U.S. covers food produced anywhere within the landmass of this country and entering into it by virtue of being produced. Remember I told you I've been to these big food warehouses in Porterville that are on the railroad tracks, all this stuff's going on, and they're big, you know, this is an international site, you know, photos are prohibited. That's why. They're getting ready for it. Food control. Now, it is subsection 309 of this bill. Subsection 309 of S-510, which will be voted on in the next 60 days and probably passed. In this subsection, the term smuggled food means any food that a person introduces into the United States through fraudulent means or with the intent to defraud or mislead. That's pretty vague. You don't want to pay taxes on that tomato and you're selling it to your neighbor? Introducing into the United States. Growing from the ground. Is that introducing it? Although only 150 new hires will be responsible for food smuggling under S-510, the total number of new hires sought, this is what they want to hire when this goes into bill, 18,000 employees. They're going to have 150 of them focusing on the borders, but 18,000 focusing on you. And as soon as local municipalities get wind of this and find out they can tax and they can do all the stuff with this and they can help the feds get grants, it's absurd. Food smuggling is not a problem in this country. Food tyranny is. We'll be back after the break. I hope you're listening, America. I'm Dutch Jones.
Now, have you ever stopped to wonder why the world's in such a mess? Why there's so much mindless mayhem on the TV and the press? Why so many busy businessmen are snapping from the stress? And the rest of us are jogging from depression. Now, has it ever once occurred to you or ever crossed your mind? This nation are created by design. That no matter what they tell you, there's another bottom line. Intertwined between the patterns of deception. Since our eyes were first opened and our ears began to hear, they've been herding us like cattle through our fantasies and fears. They move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines. It's the news behind the news and the methods you can use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols, the learned elders of Zion. Move along now, all you little bovines. They'll tell you it's a forgery, they'll tell you it's a fake. Some anti-Semite wrote it for the money that he'd make. It's been slanderized and demonized and labeled racist hate by the same mistake that claimed to its creation. Now I'm not here to try to argue if it's false or if it's true, if the author was a commie or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation. There's a cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. There's a road to communism. There's a global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Thank you. to get a copy of your own. Just remember not to ever leave it lying around your home, cause you never know just where their snoopy news reporters roam. That might even be a friend or close relation. It's the cause to the chaos that's occurring in the land. It's the source of communism. It's the global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control our destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. The learned elders of Zion. Go ahead and wail at that wall.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government
is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call a newspaper. The TV station, the gas station, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
I see the soul of this man.
It's nice to know George Takei sees my soul.
It's yes.
Kind of creepy, Lou.
Is it, no.
You sure like these sodomite guys and their funny voices. Because he is a sodomite, Lou. George Takei. Oh, boy.
No.
Dry oatmeal. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Ole Ma is with us and recording. You missed a good 15 to 16 minutes in the first half hour, and it's gone forever, because as soon as we started talking about action on this food bill on S-510 that's going to be shoved down your throat in the next few days, they went nuts. They took us off the air. I can't prove that. That's just my paranoia speaking. The little guy who tells me to burn things in my head. It's like, did I say too much, Lou? It's the tactical muumuu I'm wearing. It makes me feel free and willing to open. here's a question I got, and we'll get back to the food thing, but the Kingsmen are asking me, when times are tight, as they are now, and we are making for preparations a little at a time, what do you place on a higher priority, weapons, ammo, or food supplies? I look at it this way. You get three buckets, and you fill them each a little at each time. You get a gun. You got to get a gun. What's the point if you don't have a gun to support and protect? Hello, who do we have? Hello? Plug it in, Lou. Hang on. Ah, there we go. Hello?
Hey, Dutch.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Rocky. Well, you know, with the food thing going on, think about this. You know, in California, remember what happened to Chuck? Well, it happens to me all the time. You've got to go through those inspection stations.
Yeah, they've already got major food quarantine area inspection stations in California where they take your fruit away if it may have tsetse flies or something on it.
Yeah, that all started with the medfly thing back then. Remember that when that happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, backyard gardens they were going after.
Mm-hmm.
California's been the testing ground. When they had exotic Newcastle disease, which is basically chicken conjunctivitis, we went on special teams and we went backyard in L.A. County, Inland Empire, looking for chickens and throwing them into a wood chipper. That's what I did. So they're already, the USDA is ready to go, and they have resources. We were the fire department. We were Homeland Security. We were FEMA. There were highway patrolmen there, National Guard, and it was all secret. Nobody knew about it. They are ready to confiscate your food. It's already done. Now they just need a so-called law to make it legal for them.
Exactly. Well, for all our listeners that don't know that and have been to California, when you come across the state, they got inspection stations. It's like a checkpoint. And they ask you, do you have any fruits or vegetables? Now, me driving a truck, I've had loads go through where it was food products going in the ground. Okay, stop, pull it over. You have to come inside, bring your bill of lading, and they put it into a computer system is what they do. And I guess it's all logged and everything. And I chit-chat with these guys, and I talk to them and everything. And they told me they're going to put a new computer system in, that theirs is all outdated. And this is supposed to happen here pretty soon. They said that the system is... it's really designed more for the cronies in Sacramento to watch what they do, so they can't give any sympathy or anything like that. Oh, no.
Hmm.
You know, that's it. Yeah, see? They don't even trust their own people, but they're supposed to be putting new computer systems in.
Well, another thing they've been doing is here they've been flying drones to look for marijuana, the unmanned drones, but they're also using them to do code enforcement. If you built a barn and you didn't tell anybody, they're coming after you, so don't think for a minute they're not mapping out where all the gardens are up here or wherever you live.
Yeah, you know, they can also put these things on drones, too. I want to talk about this for a second. I found this the other day, and it's kind of off-subject to the food, but it's something that shows how they can, you know, they can go around and look for whatever they want. This is something called a gravitator. It's a metal locator,
mm-hmm.
and so apparently... it's supposed to be the best in the world. And this thing, it looks like a metal detector, like a phaser room with knobs.
Okay.
It's just an antenna, and it will point you directly to where anything is down to a certain depth. Now, if you think about it, you know, the SWAT team goes in and all that, looking for stuff, maybe looking for weapons. They'll have a little team with them, too, or somebody with one of these, and they can
tech
actually
support.
Search your backyard.
Yeah.
So if you got something buried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the tip of the day. If you're going to bury stuff, I would definitely bury it in some kind of a plastic case that's sealable. Don't put it in metal.
Yeah, the problem is if you're burying ammo and large metal guns, they're going to find them because of those. The amounts that are traceable by those detectors are amazing. And my advice, you know, that's good advice. You know, plastic might throw it off. Or I say bury it next to known giant metal things. If you got an oil pipeline in your backyard, just bury it next to it. They're going to go, oh, that's the metal pipeline.
Exactly, that's a good idea. Yeah, or directly underneath if you can't sort of throw it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, mm-hmm. the best advice, and not to one-up you anything, is just don't be in the city when they come. Don't be there when they get there. Have your guns in your hand and run into the hills. Run into your fallback.
Yeah, I'm not going to have my gun buried.
Yeah.
When the time comes, you're like, oh, wait, let me go dig it up.
Yeah.
Hang on, no, it's going to be in my hand.
Yeah, the extra stuff might be cached, but... yeah, I'm not. We should keep our eyes to the sky and be ready for when this thing goes down.
That's
And for me, when they come, like I said, I'm dead serious. I hope they come to our church and try and stop our little food trading thing on Sunday afternoons.
Oh, definitely. You know, I have a gun in one hand and a hand and a head of lettuce in the other.
There you go.
Take it.
Yeah.
I dare you. Oh, by the way, I will meet you under the bridge at Kalia Saturday night at 12.
Okay, for Kalia Clyde.
For the Zingers. For the Toaster Strudels, all right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll make that work.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Rocky.
Okay, take care, Dad.
Talk to you later. Drive safe. Bye. Yeah, you know, some good points there. I mean, all this is just another intrusion into our house, another excuse. They come looking for asparagus. They happen to see a gun. They come looking for turnips, and they happen to see that you're using non-traditional medical things to treat your kid's asthma. There, and then they call CPS, and next thing you know, you've got a Bible out. You've got a copy of the Constitution on the wall. They're just gateway invasions into your home. And these kind of things during the American build-up to the American Revolution would have been unacceptable. Even Britain wouldn't have tried this on its own people, because you got to remember we were British when that happened. We were a colony of Great Britain. The amount of stuff that the American person is willing to put up with today is just astounding to me. And this bill, I mean, I've got more stuff here. You know, I Googled a bunch of stuff on here, and they were going to try and vote on it today, but it could be voted on tomorrow. I put that phone number up in the chat room. Lou, if you could cut and paste and put the phone number up again, that would be good. But you guys know, just go to your government websites and just tell them what you're going to do if they come out to get your carrots. You know, be decent. Don't be stupid. Don't give them a reason, but just say, we're going to resist. We're going to resist by every inch of our soul, you controlling the food. The bill would impose extreme, burdensome, and unnecessary requirements on thousands of small farmers and food processors who are producing safe, nutrient-dense foods in their local communities. In fact, it may force some of these producers out of business. Yeah, let's do that in an economy like this. A key amendment sponsored by Senator John Tester of Montana, a Democrat, would exempt small farmers who directly market more than 50% of their products. Nice that he's trying, but you know the law should just be shut down. The law in its face is evil and vile. These farmers must have gross incomes of $500,000 or more. You know, all kinds of stuff. You can go to congress.org. I got the website, congress.org. If you can't spell Congress, you shouldn't be listening to this show. There's all kinds of stuff here. You know, the phone number is 202-224-3121. Get ready again. Grab your pens and pencils. That's congress.org, and the phone number to call tomorrow, leave a message tonight, whatever, tell your friends, 202-224-3124. Let's see here. Okay, getting back in the chat room. I had a question before Rocky called, and I was in on that one. What's more important to get right now, food, ammo, bullets, bandages, what is it? The answer is yes.
All of the above.
All of the above. Get a little bit of everything. If you can only afford 3-day supply of food this week, get it. And then next week, you get 3-day supply of ammo. You get it. What is a 3-day supply of ammo? You decide that. You need to have at least one firearm for each person in your group. If it's a 22, get it. If you got Grandpa's blunderbuss and you know how to shoot it effectively, use it. Whatever gun you have in your hands is what you need. That's it. Warland's in there. He's making some really good comments. If you guys aren't in the chat room, you should be checking it out. The UN firearms ban, the small arms disarmament treaty that they're going to sign, just like they're going to sign this one. But just let them know you're angry. this stuff's going to start hitting the fan, and you folks got to be ready. I got a bunch of new listeners recently, and I'm getting a lot of email from new listeners like, we never heard anything like this. We've never heard anybody telling it like this with Christianity and in-your-face stuff. I said, well, there's never been a need for it. Well, maybe there's always been a need for it, but there's never been an opportune time to do it. Now is why I'm here. If nothing else, if only a handful of people listen to me and they get out and they can affect some kind of injury to the enemy, then this job is worth it. This missionary position that I'm in here, missionary position, that's not funny. My calling here will be worth it. We got to do what we can do to fight this. These are all indicators that what we're doing is right. All these laws, the UN arms treaty, the stuff that's going on in the airports, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time on it because all the cheerleaders all day have been talking about it. It's all just seeing what they can get away with. This makes the Boston Massacre in Lexington look like nothing. We've already had a Lexington. It was called Waco and Ruby Ridge, and it was ignored by most of America and probably a lot of the people listening to the show right now.
It's like, what happened to this country?
Well, somebody asked me today, why are we so retarded? And I said, well, it's the chemtrails, the fluoride in the water, the chemicals they're putting in your food. What are some of the chemical sugar things, the substitutes we were talking about? Splenda and all that stuff. Maybe there, you know, I've kind of poo-pooed those things in the past, but maybe there's truth to that. That it's because we live off a well we eat what we eat. We do eat processed foods. I'm not some super guy, you know, living off the land. I'm not Grizzly Adams. But we've marked it down in our systems. There's not a lot going in here that isn't, you know, that we don't know what's in it. You know, we get hormones from the beef we order and stuff, but that's the way it is. But for some reason, I've noticed people that live on wells are a little more resistant. Maybe it's the fluoride. People live off the beaten path because another thing that they do is it may not even be chemical. Let's be realistic here. It may be conditional. They may be conditioning your psyche by making you be that little gerbil in the wheel.
No.
Pay your mortgage. Pay your bills. Go to work. Live in a house. Achieve, achieve, achieve. Keep up with the Joneses who spell their name the funny way.
Yeah.
And then they just slip this stuff in. And even if it doesn't get voted in, they're going to do it anyway. Do you know how many de facto laws are out there? Do you? I mean, they took lead away from us as a bullet here in parts of California. Nobody even knew it was happening until people were getting arrested for having lead in certain areas. Everything this side of the 99 freeway would be east, for those of you that can't see me through your minds. They're going to take every gun away from you, and you're going to end up like England. And there's not. I was thinking about that today. We were watching Mr. Bean again, and we were talking about how they have no guns at all in the hands of the civilians. But yet, an Islamo 12-year-old terrorist who was threatening to kill a 12-year-old English boy had an AK-47.
And brass
knuckles and knives, and was posting that they were going to kill, you know, this kid at school.
I thought they had a weapons ban.
Yeah, but not for terrorists. And I thought about it. It's like, well, they could never have a revolution in England. They will always have their socialist monarchy. It's done. England's done. Europe's done, except for a few countries, for better or worse, that you know, maybe run bad, but at least there's some guns in some countries like Switzerland. But it's not going to happen. We're the last chance here. We're the last chance. We are Fort Apache. Canada, I talk to people in Canada, they don't get a lot of guns. Mexico's falling apart because they say we give them too many guns. Yeah, right. Where is this going to end up? If not us, then who? If not Americans, if not we cowboy maverick rednecks, pissed off yokels, don't do something, then who will do it? Then we might as well just all go hide in the mountains till our food runs out and let evil take its course if we're not going to make a stand.
Yeah.
So when you're preparing, do a little. I know you're going, how do you tie that in? You have a duty to prepare a little bit each day. Today we spent several hours just tying our gear up, putting straps on, hooking little things on, making sure that this was there and that was there. When was the last time I changed this spam out in my fanny pack? That's what we did today. As well as, you know, fellowshipping and researching and going to the gym. It's another thing. We can't use flabby Christians, folks. Do what you can. Do exactly what you can and a little more. You know, work till it hurts. Prepare till it hurts. It should be sacrificial. It should be sacrificial. Give up cigarettes. Get into shape. Use that money that you're spending on those cancer sticks to buy cans of Spam, if nothing else. Go buy a box of ammo while it's still legal in an area near you. Start looking at when gun shows are going to be on and start selling stuff. Have a yard sale this Saturday with all that junk you don't need. All those porcelain pigs that your wife bought and forced you to buy. I know you don't, but I'm getting it. She's like, I don't have any porcelain pigs. Sell them. If you only get a buck for them, that's a dollar's worth of food that you didn't have. You got four lawnmowers sitting out there? See which ones are working? Sell them to some illegal alien to mow lawns. Who cares? It's all over now. You got some vehicles sitting in your backyard? Call the junkyard, get $50 for them. It's better than sitting there making a big oil spill, unless you're going to use them for food dehydrators. Old cars are great food dehydrators, by the way, if you live in a good climate. Vans are great. But if you're not going to stay there, get rid of your excess. I'm talking about this, too, and I'm holding my big gut. When the Lord says he doesn't want flabby Christians, he also means flabby in your pocketbooks, flabby in your belongings, flabby in your relationships. Stop wasting time with people that don't matter. Cold thing for a Christian to say, isn't it? Cold thing. I said the other day, and some of you thought I was talking about you. No, not you guys. I get so sick of it when people keep calling me with the same question over and over again. I don't mind it if you call with new questions. And I say, and then my next question is like, well, what did you do? Well, I did this, this, and this. Okay, good. You're moving along. You're doing great. But I got the same people every week that go, where are those water filters? What are those water filters you guys are selling? Oh, what's the website again? Oh, and they'll look them up and they never buy them from us.
I know.
I don't even care if you buy them for me. Buy them from somebody else. I like that, Kingsman. He's got two large food dehydrators for sale. I like that, two vans. You're buying food dehydrators. I hope I helped you out with selling those. Listen to me, folks. Stop casting pearls before swine. Stop wasting your time on this royal wedding. I know all of you are all a titter about it. Stop worrying about who's on Dancing with the Stars and stop worrying about the tea party and all that kind of stuff and start focusing on, like our guest Steve Klein said yesterday, cell warfare. Cell warfare. Two to three families, two to three guys, family supporting those three guys that are going to fight, and you do everything you can to get out of Dodge. Let's see, our resident Bible scripture poster, Scouty 38. He's got Isaiah 13:9, and I'm going to read it cold here because I always trust Scotty what he posts. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Isaiah 13:9, yeah. Do you want to be there when God's putting a big burning path through Los Angeles? What did he tell Lot? Get out of the city and don't look back. What did his wife do? She looked back. That was nice of God to get rid of her because I have a feeling she would have been a problem later in the Bible. The daughters weren't much either. I mean, look what they did. But you guys got to read the Bible. The Bible is fascinating. You think Dallas was fun to watch? Read the Bible. Look at what's going on in there. Where do you think Dallas and Shakespeare got their themes from? It's in the Bible because man is flawed and the Bible is true. The Bible could spend all its time, you know, lying and making stuff up to make all the men of God and all the founding fathers of Christianity and Judeo-Christian thought looking great. But the truth is, it showed us for all our flaws. King David, one of my great heroes of the Bible, was a dirtbag at times, a murderer and an adulterer and a schemer. But it shows us that it is true and it is the one true way. So just ruminate on that. Just chew that one up a little bit. Think about what I just said there. That's some good stuff right there. That's some good sharing of the gospel. I won't say preaching because I'm not a preacher. I'm a layman. I lay down and I yell stuff out. I got to get my recliner up here so I can sit in my recliner and do the show. I miss those days when we were living in here and I had the recliner right here and I could just sit there with a wireless mic.
Bring it back and forth.
Yeah, what to get? You guys need somebody else. We need what is it? Lazy Boy needs to sponsor the show, or a hammock. Can we put a hammock in here? Just put some eye hooks and I could sit in it and see, that goes back to the flabby Christian thing. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to do a second hour. Why, Lou? Are you going to kick me off the air? I'm going to try to do a second hour. My tummy's a-grumbling because I got some illegal food. Somebody smuggled some food into my kitchen and I think it's because I ate way too much roughage today. A bowl of oatmeal and then a bowl of Cheerios.
Steak tartare.
Yeah, and steak tartare. I did not eat steak tartare. That's just ground meat. That's not even food. That's roadkill. That's room temperature meat. And it's just,
It's good.
Tartare. Okay, that's what we're going to have you survive on. We're going to get barrels of steak tartare and give you one spoon and put you in a dark room and that's it. That's it. So, folks, when you ask me what should I be getting, the answer is yes. You see the list. People have asked me for lists. I got to get some lists together. I've got, if you go to DutchJones.info, there's some things there on gear. As far as food goes, the list that I read out to you, in fact, I got another one right here. The stuff that I'm liking is the stuff that lasts a long time. Where's the indefinites? Sugar, salt, vinegar. Where was the meats? Dintymore stew products, indefinite. Spam, indefinite. Ham chunks. Wasn't that my nickname in high school? No, I was skinny in high school. Chili, dried beef. I could live on that. You throw in some rice, some flour. Stay away from the Bisquix and pancake mixes. We found out they turn rancid when you store them a long way, long time. But yeah, we will put together an official Dutch Jones list, which means I'm going to go talk to everybody at church on Sunday and write down what they say and make it look like I came up with it. Actually, I'm teaching a class on Sunday. That's a reminder. Those of you that don't know, we do have open training here at the Church of Kuia, but you have to come at 10 a.m. on Sunday. 10 a.m. on Sunday. Plan to go through the church service, sing with Lewis, and then eat chow with us. We have a pitch-in dinner. If you're new, you don't have to bring any food. We got pizza for you. And then we'll do a training afterwards. This month's training, Minuteman and I are going to be teaching on movement. That's just it, movement. It's going to be with your, you know, with your feet to vehicles, just some stuff that he's put together and some stuff that I've put together. And we're going to share with you that. And then afterwards, we have a jam session where everybody goes, oh, my, help me, the world's coming apart now. All I have is a can of Spam and a Red Ryder BB gun. What do I do? And we try to calm you down. No, you don't, but some people do. And it's the same people every week, God bless them. Yeah, don't say any names, studio audience. The same people every week go, I got this and I got that, and that's all I can do. I'm just a poor old widow woman. Okay. Well, you do what you can. God will reward you. Make sure you get here to the stronghold, and because you're a widow woman, we will take care of you. But you're going to do something when you get here. You're going to do something when you get here. Yeah, look at Spam, leading economic indicator. When we bought Spam, it was $2 a can. Now it's over $3. Yeah, well it used to be a dollar something. Try buying it in Hawaii. I went to Hawaii many years ago, and the Walmart in Hawaii, Spam was expensive. And they had walls of Spam because that's all those folks eat over there. You know, it's like pig in a can to them, and it works out well that way. Yeah, well, they got to ship it there. It's the shipping cost, air freight, boat freight. We're fortunate here. Exploit the enemy, like I said. Find out where the food handouts are. Yeah, $1.50 at Winco. Sometimes it goes on sale. Guess where we're going? Well, not now. We don't have any money. Oh, you're calling right at the last minute here. We'll put you on, but you got a minute. Who do we have here?
Hey, it's Rocky. You know, something I forgot to mention.
Okay.
Hey, I was reading a truck magazine, just waiting for a load, and freight theft, get this. Electronics were, I believe it said 19%, where food and beverage thefts were actually higher than electronics last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Food's going up. Food's screaming up. Okay, Rocky, you called right at the break. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Have to hang up on Rocky there so we don't interfere with the beautiful music. We'll be back with Liberty Tree Radio listening in, and we'll welcome all of them. Be nice. They're our guests. Be nice. And we'll be back, and we'll talk more about this and other things of concern to people of the cause.
Daily press, they cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist because I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies. Realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's because of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way. They don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinheads who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
To know the truth, but all he gets is phony news. His state of mind is captured by the mob's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he shouldn't be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and a camp.
farmer, cause I want to be an extremist. And run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies. Who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong? I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist. And I just want to have fun. Cha-cha-cha.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention!
Attention!
This is an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you, George. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, coming to you live Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on, well, our website, UBroadcast, and wherever else it's picked up and sent out, and from 6 p.m. Pacific Time to 7 p.m. on LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com. Welcome to all those listeners tuning in. We appreciate that. I'm told through my emails that all kinds of people get to hear us because of that, and I really enjoy it. I had somebody listening to yesterday's show from Australia on Liberty Tree Radio that dropped us a rather long and rather nice email. Nice to know our brothers and sisters in arms in Australia are pulling for us, too. Like I said before the break, we are, in fact, maybe the last chance for liberty in the entire world, because we haven't given up all of our guns yet. We haven't given up all of our rights yet. We haven't let the steamroller of tyranny roll over us. And that's what they're trying to do with this new food bill, S-510, that we've been talking about, taking over your right to even grow food in your backyard or store food. Canning will be a crime. Giving a little can of peaches to the ladies' auxiliary at church so they can give it away on Sunday will make you the same as a drug dealer. Yep, that's what's happening. Well, we're bringing you the militant Christian worldview, sometimes Christian more than militant, sometimes militant more than Christian. We go the way the cause leads us. And we do what we're doing. George Takei does call here a lot, actually. Somebody's saying in the chat room.
Yes.
He listens to the show. He's an avid listener. We get a lot of support, and we give him a direct line in, and he can comment as the show goes on. He has a lot of fun.
Yes.
Make sure, folks, if this is your first time listening, go to dutchjones.info. Spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. That's dutchjones.info. And there's lists there. People are talking about lists. What do I get? That's mostly equipment stuff there. What two-man kits, one-man kits, stuff like that. We're going to get up some more stuff, but the best place to go is survivalblog.com. It's a little hard to navigate. There's so much stuff there, but survivalblog.com. Like yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, we did all the food life expectancy recommendations, that kind of stuff. Those are things that we get from there. Like I said, I usually have a meeting. We pick brains. I get websites. I go. I get stuff, and then I do the show. But we're going to put out some stuff. We've been talking about spam and those things. The price is definitely going up. Just like I said, watch the Walmart stock. Watch the Walmart stock. They got that secret contract to supply the FEMA camps. That is a threefold confirmed intel that I got. And sure enough, their stock started going up. And that's just what they do. Home Depot stock is going up. Everybody else is going down or flat, and those two are going up. Maybe Home Depot is going to supply all the barbed wire and fence posts. But I don't, like I said, I don't think they're going to build anything. They're just going to allocate abandoned buildings and things like that. So the question that was given to us for things that we're doing, Minuteman, you didn't finish your sentence. Very good suggestion for we're waiting. Survival blog. Okay, thank you, Minuteman. Yes, I love that location. People are saying, what should I focus on first? And we were getting into that. I was getting into a heated presentation about do you get guns, bullets, band-aids, or beans, transportation, hardening your target, all that. And the answer is yes. You do everything that you can do. You sit down, look at what your resources are, and you move. Let the process become the goal. It's like art. You're never going to be done prepping. Because when you think you're done, the food that you stored 3 years ago is going to start to rot, so then you got to cycle through it again. It's got to be a lifestyle choice, and that's the way it's going to be here in the future. When this stuff falls apart, and I believe it will, we're going to be back to maybe 1840s-type technologies, because all the people are going to freak out when there's no electricity. Those people who got solar panels, that's great. All that stuff's going to last as long as somebody's making batteries for you to replace those big old deep-cell ones in a few decades. But, you know, people will reinvent. People will figure out how to harness power and do things like that. But for a short period of time, it's going to be dark ages. So you're going to need a little bit of everything. And the number one rule that Dutch Jones puts out there is get out of the cities. Be like Lot. Take the Lord's advice. He's been knocking you on the head for decades now with the crime, the just disgusting blight, the ghettos in your city. I mean, how many more warnings do you want? Maybe. And it's a key issue for me when people call me and want help. And I say, well, are you still living in the city? Yeah, I have to. I can't get out. Okay, I understand that. Do your best to get out. So that's my advice for that. We've been talking about this Senate Bill S-510. And I want you guys that are on Liberty Tree Radio, if you don't already know about it, look it up. I'm not going to rehash it, but S-Bill 510 just got kicked out of the House. It's going to the Senate. They have 60 days to act on it. It will make storing of seeds, moving of food, basically everything to do with private food production illegal. And that way they can control the food. And that's probably the last thing. Once they're controlling the weapons, you know, for most of us. Some of you live in free states. But they're making it almost impossible for us to get huge amounts of ammo here. So we're just going to have to use the mobile supply pods. They're forcing us to go to a Lexington Concord issue. We're going to go to Fort William and Mary and get our own ammo when the time comes. That's fine. The resolve of the militant American underground should be that. If you liked hearing the things that Steve Klein had to say yesterday, then you'll agree with us. You know, we have different goals, he and I, overall. But the goal is for us to survive, I guess, so we do have the same goal. But the enemy's a little different for both of us. And you've got to have that attitude. You've got to have the attitude that I and mine will survive. We're not going to be butchers. We're not going to be mongrels and go around and destroy everybody. But the more I prepare now, the better chance we have of rebuilding a better society. So that's why we do this show. And that's why we continue to do this. I got a bunch of the stuff I've got today. It seems like right after I did that show yesterday about Islam, everybody sent me stuff on Islam. Okay, here we go. I've got something here that's really good. We'll talk about immigration a little bit. Lame duck session of Congress. I don't like the way they call it a lame duck. A lame duck is harmless. Anybody that's ever been shooting, you wing a duck, it flops around in the water, it goes around in circles till you row over to it, send your dog over it, or it dies and you scoop it up later. This Congress is not a helpless duck flopping around the water. It is a wounded dog. I would rather have a shot dog Congress, and he's cornered, and he's vicious and he's mean and he wants to get away with as much as he can. That's what Obongo's going to do with this. He's already saying, maybe I ought to just be a one-term president and get it over with and force this stuff through. So the things he's trying to get through, like we talked about Bill S-510, he's going to try and get the small arms treaty with the UN put through so he can say, we will never do anything to take your guns here. We won't affect the Second Amendment. They're going to supersede it, which is unconstitutional, but you understand it. So to call this Congress lame duck is another one of those word twists to make you think that it's not a big deal. But President Barack Obama told Democrat members of Congress Tuesday he wants the DREAM Act passed in the lame duck session as a down payment on substantial immigration reform, according to members at the meeting. And he said he'd call resistant senators to get them on board. Now, and it gives a whole list, the article here, of all these senators and stuff like that. But in a meeting with the White House, that he would call members holding out approving the DREAM Act, which provides a path to citizenship for young illegal immigrants who complete 2 years of college or military service. He said, we know you're for comprehensive immigration reform. We have a window. It's closing. Be for this. Let's all be for this specific part, Gutierrez told reporters off the floor of the House. And he said, I will call the members and say I'm for comprehensive immigration reform, reiterate my commitment to it, and I'd like this as a down payment. Basically saying we're running out of time. We've got to screw the American people one more time. California just, their court just said that we have to give in-state, man, I'm making a mess down here. I'm doing a Lewis. We're doing an in-state tuition cut for illegal aliens here in California, and as California goes, so goes the rest of the country. But the problem is they're doing this for political means, not for good means. Now, Pelosi got voted back in as the head of her party or whatever, you know, head of the minority, and she's going to bring the measure to the floor of this lame duck session. They're eager to address concerns of Latino voters who have been disappointed with Obongo and Congress because they haven't done what they sent them there to do. All these illegal aliens that voted in the election and all these first-generation so-called anchor babies voted to make a major change in our immigration policy when Obongo first got elected, and it's not happening. So you've got all these, and unfortunately Colorado's one of them, Nevada, California, all these states. Their senators supposedly are going nuts, and they're going to try and stick you for making them lame duck. Let's see. Here's what Gutierrez. Who's this Gutierrez guy? I'm quoting anyway. We did tell him that there's a gentleman named Bennett in Colorado, and a gentleman named Reed, and a gentlelady named Boxer. Let's give them a ring and call them. So get ready for immigration reform, food limiting, more weapons limiting, transportation rules that are going to just get ridiculous so you can't move about freely. They've already got medical. They've already destroyed the economy to the point where it's teetering on total collapse. And now they're talking about, not to get off on a tangent here, but now they're talking about going after the banks. Let's go after the banks for this problem. Let's criminalize what they've done and go after them. They're going to criminalize their own foot soldiers who did what they were told in these loans and the banking scheme so they could steal all the money. And now they're going to throw them under the bus. It's a little reminder to you people that work for the New World Order that think that everything's going to be okay because you're a foot soldier and you're playing along. Remember Hitler's brown shirts? What did he do with them as soon as he got into power? He went out Night of the Long Knives and killed them all. It's sad. It's sad that the majority of America doesn't see this. Oh, sure, Congress has a 12% approval rating. Obongo's probably in the negatives now. I'm making that up, of course. But you get my point. As long as everybody keeps playing politics, they think there's a chance to bring this to a civilized resolve through the ballot box and the amendment process. You get Republicans saying, okay, people, we heard you. We know you're mad. We're going to do away with earmarks. And those of you that don't know what an earmark is, it's a little tag-ons they put in all the bills to pad their nest so their people back home go, ooh. And even Ron Paul was big on this. It was one thing I disagreed with him. Ron Paul says, well, it's my job to get back all the tax money I can. Well, that's fine, but you're still taking part in an unconstitutional process. You're trying to play their game, and yet you want to break the rules of the Constitution. I don't like that. So now the Republicans are saying, oh, we've heard you. We're not going to do earmarks. That's not what America wanted. It wasn't earmarks. It was everything they did. It was deficit spending. It was fiat money. But everybody's going to use the Hegelian dialect and go, you know what? We need to back off. Let's just back off, and we'll get a third of what we want. Who was it that said that in there? Smiley from South Carolina says, let them learn the devil makes no deals he will keep. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. You deal with the devil, you're going to get burned. So you do the smart thing and come over to our side. You few fence sitters that are listening to this show, what do we got in there? We got a lot of people listening today over all the different outlets, and I thank you for tuning in. There's a reason you're tuning in. You're curious. Of course, I've been out pumping this show, trying to promote it everywhere. But there's a reason that God put a yearning in your heart, whether you're Christian or not. Which one are you saying you didn't think passed? Hey, Batfags in there. Smiley saying he doesn't think one passed. What one do you think didn't pass? Let me know what you're talking about. If I misspoke, I want to know. There's going to be a time when the bandwagon is going to be gone. There's going to be a time when the dance will no longer be allowing anyone to butt in. We're getting dangerously close to that, folks. Getting dangerously close to that, folks. Don't get distracted by too much of this stuff. Just use it as indicators. Maybe print some of the stuff up that you find and hand it to your borderline friends. But stop casting pearls before swine in this stuff. So they're gonna push this through. They're going to use this so-called, let me close that, a lame duck scenario, let me get back here, to make you think that nothing's going to happen, and then they're going to put it all the way through. I got a bunch of stuff today on pastors helping FEMA. That's old news, but I'm glad you guys are coming across it. FEMA's going out and raising legions of their own counter to the Black Robe Regiment to help people go, oh no, maybe we shouldn't use guns, maybe we're good Christians, we ought to just not fight back. So yeah, I know about that stuff. I've known about it for years. These people that are misinterpreting Romans 13, well, they're misinterpreting all of Romans and all of Acts, but it's out there. I do understand that. And I'm not gonna, you know, it's not worth revisiting, but it is there, and those traitors are going to get what they deserve, and they're going to reap what they sow. Just like we said, the devil makes no deals he keeps. Oh, here's a good one that I should. This one really surprised me because I'm not sure where I come down on this one. This is what I'm going to present to you. This is an article, an issue that's going on with the Supreme Court. The bill for no earmarks got shot down. I thought they were just going to introduce it, Smiley. I didn't even think it was through yet, but I knew they were trying to, look, we're going to get rid of earmarks. We're trying, people. We're trying to get our fingers out of the cookie jar, but it feels so good in there. Right. Yeah, Stacy's just posted more stuff to make me furious in there. You know, you guys know who Breyer is, the Supreme Court Justice? He's going around. A couple things he's doing is not Breyer. It was Scalia. It was Scalia who wants to do away with the 17th Amendment. Scalia, I've clicked on the wrong one here. Scalia wants to do away with the 17th Amendment. For those of you that don't know, what that does is allows the people of the state to vote for their two senators. I'm just simplifying it completely there. But in the old days, when this was all put together, the House and the state senators would select someone and send them to the federal government. And that way it wouldn't be, because like when we send a senator away, they no longer work for us in the current system. When we send a senator away, they work for the federal government and they tell us what the federal government's going to do. They don't work for the state or anything. And so Scalia's saying we need to do away with the 17th Amendment. And everybody's all up in arms about that. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I like the Constitution the way it was originally written. I like the way the Constitution was originally written, and I like the ideas that they put into it. 17th Amendment, to me, doesn't make sense. Why should we have a vote and have all the gerrymandering and all that stuff messed up? Because the senators are supposed to be our ambassador. I like that, Ed. And I think just like the federal government chooses our ambassadors, we don't vote on ambassadors. We let our elected officials, our citizen representatives, statesmen, send the senators up. But now we send two senators up, and they just do the bidding of the federal government with the vote. So my lack of knowledge in this one is showing here. But Scalia, I like a lot of stuff he writes, but it would be good. And they're supposed to be able to be recalled by the governor if they don't do what the governor and the people want. I like that. So Ed's helping me out here. You should call in. The idea of having all these extra amendments bothers me. But this is one of those issues when I go states' rights, federal rights, you know, okay, it's good for the people to vote, but I'm not a big person of democracy. I like a representative republic. That's what I wanted. That's what our founding fathers set up for us. Voting in our senators, to me, is counter to that. So I kind of go with Scalia on this. But those of you that sent me those articles in about that were kind of surprised, I think, that I would do that. Because I like states' rights. I like the idea of the governor saying, this is our representatives, they're going to go work for us. Rather than handing over to people to the federal government to use as drones. I don't know. What do you think about that? I'll give out the phone number. It's 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. It goes back to the other question. It's like, all this extra junk they put on the Constitution. Why are we messing with a good thing? Why are we messing with a good thing? And maybe it's time to go back to the original Constitution. You know, our guest yesterday, Steve Klein from abolishislam.com, said the original Constitution, less slavery. You never know who you're going to get. Who we have calling in?
Hey, Dutch.
Hey, chime in on this.
I can see a problem with it, and I can see a plus with it.
Me too.
My problem is like, if they take it out, and they make it an appointed position, would the governor be given the power to recall them like they're supposed to have?
Originally.
Or would all of a sudden they would be appointed positions and nobody has a say over who they are and the governor can't recall them, the state can't recall them?
Maybe your point exposes an issue like, is it just so messed up now that there's really no point in trying to correct it?
Well, no, I can see us trying to correct it, but the problem is these SOBs are not following the Constitution anyway.
Yeah, and who's Schwarzenegger going to send? Some corporate stooge that he wants in there anyway.
Well, would Schwarzenegger... My whole problem with this issue is, who would be selecting it then?
Yeah.
Would it be the governor? I mean, that's the one thing. The person who's promoting this, I'd want to see their track record. Have they been following the Constitution? Have they been following the Bill of Rights? What's their track record? Because if they haven't, then this is just promotion to put ring knockers in place,
sure.
And the governors would have no control over them whatsoever.
I guess the issue is that our state houses and our state assemblies are so poorly peopled right now, it may just be a moot point. It would just be...
Some places are better than others.
Yeah, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I definitely wouldn't want the way Texas legislation is. I mean, if you've seen the whole situation on how they vote on laws...
Yeah.
Having somebody appointed from there wouldn't probably not be the best, you know, idea, unless you've got a good governor sitting there.
And that would change every time that, you know, we change our governors and stuff. And maybe that's what originally was wanted. You know, we didn't have these career politicians back then like we do today. And it would be better, because I think if we got rid of the 17th Amendment, maybe we wouldn't have Barney Franks. Maybe we wouldn't have Wrangles, where corrupt little... Hamlets, you know, of course, you know, I'm not talking about senators, but we wouldn't send corrupt people in, because then maybe the government would do something. But then again, that's putting too much trust in them.
It all depends. You do that, and then it all depends on your governor, if your governor is corrupt or not.
Well, we're supposed to elect good governors, right? I get it's a downward spiral. If we get rid of the 17th Amendment, maybe we should just get rid of everything and start over again, clean slate. Hello.
I'm listening to what you're
saying. So I'm just saying, I have a conundrum over this one. I don't know which way to go with it, because, yeah, I love getting back to the original Bill of Rights and getting rid of all this minutia and stuff.
This is what I've told people. It's like, you do it on the local level first.
Yeah.
If you get things on the local level straightened out, then on the national level, it would be easier. Because, you see, if we had... Like Michigan, we've got a really bad governor here right now. We did.
Yeah.
I don't know about this new... I don't know if we got a new governor.
Time will tell.
Out of the election, but we'll see what happens, you know, next time around when the next person takes power, if we get anything better. But right now, Granholm has just been driving us right into the ground. I went and... We've been helping my brother move. I finally went down to Adrian, which is a college town here in Michigan, It's not as big as Eastern or the University of Michigan, but it's still, it's a pretty good-sized college town. Went through downtown, and every business except for a nightclub and a party store were boarded up.
Yeah.
Every business. In the, and we're talking about a city that's about the same size as Ann Arbor, you know, about the size of Austin, Texas,
right.
Roughly.
Well, we're out of the frying pan into the fire. You know, we're getting Jerry Brown back and here in California, and I'm just going to sit back, and that's what's going to happen here. We're going to be like Detroit and all those cities. Businesses are going to either flee or fold here because of all the regulatory stuff this new regime is going to put in.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you said, work at the local level. We just keep working at our town level. We just keep working at our county level. I don't get much excited outside of county, to be honest with you. And even then, it's a little disappointing with our sheriff.
All right. Well, that's about all he had to say about that.
Well, thank you. Hey, I have some questions.
About, because it's like, yeah, it would be a good thing, but that would only be a good thing is if we had honest governors.
Yeah, that's why I always say we need to pull the carpet out. That's my opinion. I have a question for you. People are asking, the archives for the early morning intelligence report, where can they find those? People are saying they're having trouble finding them. Are those over on Micro Effect?
That would be on the Micro Effect. I know Spike keeps a copy of those archives. But I do know that the Micro Effect had a problem with their power going out yesterday.
Okay.
And I still think that's affecting some of their systems. They may not be up to 100% yet, guys.
That would make sense because we just reran the second half instead. But okay, well, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. And thank you for chiming in with that. I'm always curious to hear your opinion.
All right. Talk to you later, Doug.
Talk to you later. Thanks. Goodbye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Interesting. That was Ed from over there at Liberty Tree Radio, the person who pushes the buttons and kicks the computers and makes sure they're oiled and lubed or whatever it is you do with computers. I don't know what you guys do with computers. I yell at them. I pull my weapon and threaten them to speed up. And sometimes it doesn't work, but it makes me feel better. Someone in the chat room, and this is kind of vulgar, but I love this. fighting corruption in government and trying to make it work is kind of like trying to pick up the clean end of a piece of poop. You're going to have to put on a couple gloves and make it work. So I'm going to leave you with that for this half hour. We're going to do one more half hour, and then we are out of here. Don't call after the show because we're going to Bible study, and we're going to have to run out as soon as we can, so I can't answer the phone. I'll turn my phone off. That goes for my daughter, if you're listening. Don't call during Bible study. I'll have to mute the phone. We'll be right back after the break. Check out DutchJones.info while you're waiting.
For the pain that it's been through, she's been made to suffer. For the profit of a few, storm clouds are forming, winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dream's been crucified. America, I show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America, I show my love for you. My country, and for friends and family, mourning in the ignorance, while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom and away. Liberty, I die for my country, slain corporate dynasties. America, now show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America,
get you back up on your feet. After all I've fled, no one's left, I will always be there. And be there by your side, and never let you down. I cry for my people in this time of tragedy. I just want some answers so the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free. I say hallelujah.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new world order.
Attention. This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Lou doesn't have anything funny to play because we were messing with the guests. We don't really have a way to check IP addresses. We don't know how to do that. It's just been a while since we've been visited by anybody from so-called First Amendment radio. Although somebody did check in the other day and told Pat Faggy was a homo or something, I heard. Pretty scary stuff. We are back. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you from the outer reaches of the mountainous area of Central California, hiding where we can and being bold where we need to be. We do the best we can with what we have here. We are in dire need of equipment. Our computers are dying faster than I can point guns at them and threaten them. We need a PC to run the radio show, not the radio station. That one from the guys in Visalia is working fantastico. For the Dutch Jones radio program. I don't like doing the deep voice. It hurts my gonads. Being very, very clinical here. She likes it when I go, Dutch Jones. She makes me speak that in her ear before she can go to bed every night. She goes, give me the weather. Tell me the weather.
partly cloudy with a chance of romance.
Yeah, we do have a room across the street. But, yeah, I miss doing real radio. And we want to build our own AM radio station up here. And we want to run Liberty Tree Radio, this show, 2 hours a day, maybe three if we can expand it. Some people say they want it to go to three. I have a hard enough time filling two. But if I had more calls and we had the local folks calling in more, we could do it. So, we've got some needs here. So be praying for us. Be donating. Go over there to that chip-in. We tried to chip in on Liberty Tree Radios, and it wasn't working, and I tried to let you know that. We'll check again tonight or tomorrow. We want to send some love that way, too. And if you get a chance, go to libertytreeradio.4mg.com. libertytreeradio.4mg.com. They have expenses, too. And anybody that's carrying this show, if you're hearing this locally on Channel 2 on CB in Dundee, where is it, New York? I want to say California. And you can help the guy out that's doing that. Help him out. Whether it's with equipment, whether it's coming over and just running some wire, do something. The chip in hasn't been updated since October. Okay, that would explain why we haven't been able to send you anything. We'll have to find another way. We'll send you FRNs or something through the mail. I forgot that you guys do like a... the donate page still works. We'll find the donate page and go there. Not the donut page, the donate page, Lou. Don't get all excited, Lou. But that's what we're doing. And so we're trying to get into another location, and we just need your help to do that. If you send us a hearty donation, you will get a hearty gift in return. Also, check out djstore.tk, djstore.tk. And you can see things there. Stacy and Lou have been putting up a couple more things. They'll be putting up more next week. We've got training this weekend, and we're doing some. It's a 1 day training. Lou and I and a couple other people are going. It's on movement. It's on squad tactics. We're going to be using airsoft. This will be Lou's first non-range training. He's been involved videotaping and helping with some of our force-on-force stuff, but this is going to be Lou's first. He's 15 now, and as you heard yesterday, guerrilla forces go from 9 to 90, so it's time he starts learning how to do more than just poke holes in paper, right, Lou? Are you excited about this?
Yeah.
I mean, are you happy about it?
Yeah.
You're going to actually get a chance maybe to shoot your dad with an airsoft? Are you looking forward to that most of all?
I already shot you.
Yeah, I know, but I mean in combat. You know, not me running around going, how does this feel?
But what if we're on the same team?
Even if I'm on your team, Lou, I'm probably going to shoot you.
Why?
I don't know. I just have this deep-seated desire to see you do that dance. Yeah, the hand signal for... I think I shot one of our own. We're going to be using hand signals. We're going to be doing... if they send a hearty donation, they get a free Majors catalog. I like that, too. Yes, you'll get one of our catalogs for Majors. You can see the stuff we sell, and you'll be able to purchase stuff from us through Majors because you'll get your wholesale. I got a buddy that's been... longtime friend. He didn't know we were selling stuff. I'm like, dude, you haven't been listening to the show, have you? No, I haven't, but I get all your emails. I'm going to be listening to the show now. Maybe that's why we have 20-plus people in the room now. So this training that we're going to be doing tomorrow, I'm going to share it with you on Monday. What we did will be, I don't know if we're making a video of it or not, but we're in the process of putting together, we're finishing up the conference videos. For those of you that want those, you make a donation, we'll do that. Minuteman's going to help with shooting Lewis, too. Minuteman's going to be here for that. These type of trainings that we do are open only by invitation. You have to show us that you know what you're doing, even if it's an airsoft training, because we don't want to waste our time. We pay $100 a day per person to these instructors to get this type of training. These are people that train SWAT guys, stuff like that. It's DFT. Can you put the website in there, Lou, so I can give it out? And this guy knows what he's doing. He's trained... everything from Austrian Special Forces, European Special Forces, GSG-9. Is that right, Lou? Am I saying that right? You've already had one of his classes. But the instructors that come in are good. We don't want to waste their time. We don't want to look stupid. We don't want people showing up without their gear. It's funny. I got a call today for Minuteman. He goes, hey, I just checked the weather. It's going to be raining and snowing where we're going. So I guess we're calling off the training, right? And I'm like, no. But we have had three people cancel. We have had three people cancel on Saturday for this, and it's kind of sad, really. They all had good excuses, and I know one of them's listening now, and I don't buy your excuse because you told your boss a month ago that you were going to do this. You got to stand up to these guys, and you got to say, look, this is my requirement. If you have to use deception, say you're going to go get training that will help the business. In case we ever have an active shooter in here, I'll know how to attack him with an airsoft gun. But we're looking forward to it. I think it's always good training when it rains. The more miserable I can make Lou in this scenario, the better the training will be for him. Anyone here that's ex-military, seriously, think about it. The best training you got was not on a 75-degree day with partly cloudy with sunny with a catered lunch, was it? Was it? The best training I ever got, especially at Fort Benning and the stuff I was doing there or in Panama, was torrential downpours, freezing cold. The best training I ever got was the training that broke me. The training that broke me. Ed's checking in, drinking goblin juice and eating pumpkin chips, sitting here listening to the show. I'm glad you're having a good time. I was drinking apple juice. This is advanced training that we're doing, and what we're going to do is squad movements, fire team support. We're going to be going through this guy at DFT. Did you put it in there, Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. It's excuse me, I didn't mean to do it. It's HTTP. Is that a colon? What do they call the two dots?
Colon.
Colon forward slash, just remember this, DFTRAIN.
DF training.
ING. DF training. Just remember dftraining.net. Google it. Even if you're not in California, you can come stay here with us on our floor and then go up there. There's a resort right next to it. It's in Coarse Gold. There is a, what do they call that? A casino. You can go eat at the buffet and throw your money away if you're prone to do that kind of thing at night. He has 2-day, 4-day, 1-day. We're just doing a 1-day here to check it out. But he has
it's on
what?
The schedule.
Huh?
It's on the schedule.
We're on the schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, but not us, right?
No, not us, but the training is.
It actually says, yeah, there's a training schedule there you can look at. But it's a 40 or 50-acre site with steel targets. It's in the wilderness on hillsides. That's one of the reasons I went back to the gym. That's one of the reasons I went back to the gym because I didn't want to let my teammates down. The other thing is, it seems like our Polish instructor, Magic Serbiak, from ATAC Academy over there in Utah. I hope it's because he loves me. He wants me to lose some weight. People are calling me during the show again. See who that is. Calling me during the show is not a good thing to do. But he's always, you know, making me the wounded guy, so everybody has to carry me, so he doesn't want me to have to work that hard. But then everybody hates me. Because if you know in a tactical situation, one guy throws you over his shoulder, the others provide security and you get out of the area. Who is it?
I think it was
the... Who? Oh, okay. I'm not sure who's calling me during the show on the cell phone, but we don't answer it. In fact, all you did is make my pocket happy. I was like, what was that? It was vibrating and chirping and stuff. But when we come back Monday, I'll tell you a little bit about what we did. But we're going full gear, we're bringing everything. And it's funny because usually up till now, we've just been doing, you know, kicking indoors, you know, have a little bit. And then every once in a while, the instructor will say, okay, now you need to build a fire. So I've got like Minuteman's going to laugh at this. I have like 3 different ways to start a fire now. I got matches, lighter, sticks, all kinds of stuff. It's just the way it is, and I'm not gonna be let down this time. I'm bringing 3 medical kits. I'm bringing Spam in my fanny pack. I've got snake bite kits. I got everything. Because what they do is they play it like a game. Like, okay, who's got this? Who's got that? And it's a good way to shake down your equipment and see what you have. But the good news is after we do this with him and we get the advanced training, we can come back here and teach everybody else. We can show people what it is you can do because we've got mountains all around us. We've got our own airsoft. And the neat thing about this, it's $100 a day, $15 for the airsoft. We've got M4s. Stacy's got some pictures of Lou up right now. Can you put the links up for the picture? I don't know where. Let's get a picture of Lou up if anybody wants to see it. Let's see. Maybe I'll do it. I'll do it. Lou doesn't want to know. Lou doesn't want people to see him. He's actually wearing my old gear. I'm wearing Stacy's gear because my stuff's set up for sniper. Well, yeah, they're yeah. No, actually, he's wearing your pants and underwear too, isn't he? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I can make humor. Well, you keep changing your website. Here we go. Let's do that. I know, I'm just kidding. Okay, so if I do this... Okay, guys, bear with me here. You guys want to see Lou in his tactical gear. It's pretty cool. We hit his face, so Child Protective Services won't really know who he is. And it is an airsoft. No, we didn't take an M4 and paint it orange. You guys listening to that?
Good lion.
Yeah, that's... okay, here we go. Okay, you'll be able to see Lou here if you're in the chat room. Now, who's doing this? What's going on over here? What's this all about? Who's... people saying they like the show. That's cool. But once you get there, you can go back or forth. There's only three pictures, but Mom wanted some pictures to send Grandma of little Lou in his insurgent uniform. And if you notice, his hat says, what's your hat say?
Fire Rescue Miami-Dade.
Fire Rescue Miami-Dade. Why does Fire Rescue Miami-Dade have tactical boonie hats and digital? Okay, what's this here? TigerDirect.com search tools. Let me check that out, guys. Thank you for sending me that.
You posted it in the chat room, too.
Oh, you did post it in the chat room, too? I'm getting, like, IMs here and all kinds. I love this multitasking. You don't do Facebook. What's the matter with you? Afraid of some Jewish guy finding out what your likes and dislikes are? yeah, it's a Florida police hat, I think. Fire Rescue. I use Facebook as a weapon. I put all. If you notice, it says I'm like 99. I figure I'm on the radio every day. I can use Facebook.
Yeah, we use it.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Lewis uses it to meet girls. Yeah, he's got a mail order bride coming in from Tibet. She's a
the third one this week.
Yeah, third one this week. He's just really, you know, dismissing him, little things. He doesn't like the way their lips move over their teeth when they sing. You know, he's very, very picky. We had some Russian mail order brides coming in, and they buckled under the loads of firewood, and he sent them back. But yeah, check out Lewis there. That's a nice little picture of him, and you can go forward and backwards. You can see other pictures. You can see our all kinds of stuff. Now, I know Facebook is evil, and I was going to actually talk about that, so it's funny, you know, here in the last few minutes. Everything out there is a tool for us to push the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into, period. Period. There is risk involved. Now, my caveat is I don't want you guys going out and making Christian pornography. There's just no purpose in that. So there are some areas you don't go into. Like being a Christian crack dealer would not be a good idea.
You got to be a nice one.
You know, yeah, it's just, you know, that's just it. But there are some things, you know, that are marginal that we should go into. There was a pastor in New Jersey that told his congregation to get off of Facebook. It's evil and vile. You know, it causes people to be adulterous. I'm playing with Velcro here in case you want to find a little tether here that I'm having fun with. But the point of it is that it's a tool. Guns are evil in the hands of evil men. Use Facebook the way you can. I tried to use MySpace today, and I didn't understand what they were doing. I didn't understand. Yeah, but Batfax saying you could be a crack dealer if you hand out tracks. It's like, I'm going to be like a nice crack dealer. Like, hey, man, you want some crack? You heard about Jesus today? You know, hey, you know, I don't mean to be pushy or nothing, but...
It's really laundry detergent.
Yeah, it's really laundry detergent. Don't snort it, you know. Be a Christian bootlegger. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. You heading down? Let's see. Just let Alex and SoCal know where the chat room is here. Not sure. But a Christian firearms dealer is good. Yes. You can have a Christian blacksmith who makes swords and spears, so that's a good thing. So we need to push the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into everything that's reasonable. I mean, you know, you don't have a Christian version of NAMBLA. You know, I'm throwing these out there to make you joke because and laugh about it because it's obvious. You can use your common sense. The Spirit will lead you. I belong to a Christian bowling team that would go to this bowling league where everybody would just get drunk and fight, and we were a Christian group there, and the owner of the bowling alley, I love this, he's like, oh, guys, please come back next time. He goes, you lowered the violence, you lowered everything because they knew you guys were here, and you just had this good effect on people. We're to be salt. We're to be the leaven, right? So we get onto Facebook, and I start putting, you know, praise the Lord, pass the ammunition like Batfag just put in there, and start posting stuff. Sure, Stacy gets deleted for it, which is weird because then she came back today with limited access, so maybe they're rethinking themselves. I actually did witness to strippers and porn people one time. Batfag's making a joke in there, but I have done that. Mostly I did it to make my ex-wife really mad, but there are people out there that go and witness to those. I mean, who does Jesus witness to? There's nothing lower than a tax collector, right? So, you know, strippers and stuff. But if you go to whoa, where'd that come from? If you go to the strip club just to witness to him, but you're really just putting dollars up there and to talk to him, what was that you just posted? Who was that? You refine heroin for a living, but you have a moral objection to liquor. Oh, you may be a Muslim. Yeah, I see those. I've seen all those you may be a Muslim things. I posted that on Facebook a while ago, so those are funny. You think vests come in two styles, bulletproof and suicide? You just might be a Muslim. What is the other one here? You may be a... your cousin is president of the United States. You may just be a Muslim. If you find this offensive or racist, you just might be a Muslim or a Muslim lover. That's the other thing here. One of the last things I wanted to talk about, there was a little kid in England related to Facebook, and he posted on his Facebook page on Armistice Day, which is the same day as our Veterans Day or close to it, that he said, I pray for all the boys that don't come back, and I pray for the soldiers that are over there fighting and all that. And a bunch of Muslim kids from his school, five Muslim kids and one non-Muslim, threatened to kill him. Threatened to kill this 12-year-old kid, put it up on Facebook, put pictures of themselves in London with AK-47s. Could have been airsoft, I suppose. Is airsoft legal in England?
Yeah.
Okay. So they could have been, painted up. And they said, we're going to stab him, we're going to boot him, we're going to kill this kid. They had it at their school, this English school, they had a group called, the Muslim Defense Coalition. And they went around bullying the children of soldiers and stuff. And Facebook, it was on Facebook, let it happen, but finally England stopped it. They arrested him. The boy got pulled out of school that was threatened. And
I'm being kicked off.
But yet Stacey's being kicked off for posting gospel tracts and the truth about Islam. But yet Facebook didn't do anything about it. And then you had that case last month, I don't know if I talked about it, where an atheist in Palestine, in Israel, was making fun of Muhammad, putting some pretty funny stuff up. And Facebook turned him in. So I was really surprised. Turned him in to the Palestinian Authority, and then he was dragged from his home, and God knows what happened to him. He's an atheist, but at least he's not a Muslim. And Facebook can't be trusted either. So, yes, when I get the warnings from you guys, I can't believe you're using Facebook. I can't believe you're doing that. Hey, we dropped.
What?
People are checking out. Where are you guys going? Why am I scaring people away? You guys want me to talk about bullet coefficients rather than this fun stuff?
Steak tartare?
Yeah, steak tartare. We want to go back to that. So Facebook is a tool, just like the phone's a tool. So don't be turned away from it. In fact, go forth and violate it and use it and capture it. Hack it. Do what you can to take control of it. So there you have it. That's my opinion on Facebook. I got a bunch of people sending me stuff saying you shouldn't be on Facebook. What is this stuff? People are sending me things. It's like, what is this thing that opened up here? Oh, I see. It's like a computer here for $209. I don't know what any of that means. Do you know what any of that means, Lou?
Kinda.
Tiger Direct? Is that like good?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'd be nice. Okay, go ahead and send us one of those. Send us two of those, and we'll put your name. We'll carve your name into whoever sends them to us, those computers. I'm looking at computers from tigerdirect.com that somebody sent me. The other question I got, and they were asking if what kind of communications I recommend. I am a user communication wise. I am a user. Thank you, Mr. Bunny Lampkins, for sending that computer to us. At least the link. Now, if you just send the computer, everything will be complete. Radios. I actually, let me see if I can find this one. Where did it go? Where's that 409? It's on that computer.
Oh, no.
I got to find this link. We keep switching computers around here and see. Oh, there it is again. There it is. Let me find this. Minuteman sent me this great link for radios. Yes, it's Chinese. I think it's Chinese. I can't understand the writing. It could be South Korean or something. Who cares? I don't know if they're the angry Asians or the happy Asians. It doesn't mean anything.
The tired-eyed ones or the angry-eyed.
Yeah, the tired-eyed ones or the angry-eyed ones. I don't know the difference. Okay, where is it? It said communications here. Okay, I didn't want to talk about that. Forgive me, guys. After yesterday's show, I'm a little worn out. But here we go. Let me capture this. Copy link location. Go to UBroadcast again. And do this. Control V. And hit send. And let's see what happens. Here we go. This 409shop.com. 409shop.com. It is from China. Handheld multi-band ham radios. Dirt cheap. Where's our two Knights guys? Are they still in there? Do they have to leave? They're working right now, so they may not be in there. I guess they had to go. But check it out, 409shop.com. Also, I've been looking into marine band radios. That's going to keep them thinking. Marine band radios are dirt cheap right now all over the place. Those of you that are ham radio operators are going, oh, no, don't ever get that. You can never have too many networks each other. If we're going to do this Code 20 type thing, cell warfare, multiple groups all over, you know, leaderless resistance, all that, good and gravy. But how are we going to communicate with each other so we don't frag each other when we're on the battlefield? So start looking at communications. That's a big thing that I left out in the first thing. What do you do? Get, yeah, I know I'm buffering. I think it's because I'm talking too loudly. But hang in there. The buffering will wane. If you're probably going to miss, I think it was the first 20 minutes of the show. It was the best show I've ever done because it got dropped out because I didn't like what I was talking about. We were talking about that new agricultural security bill. You're just going to have to deal with that. We're coming up on the end here. Make sure you check out DutchJones.info. Why is everybody typing buffering? Here, I'm going to type it too. Woo! Refish.
Refish?
You're not fish typing anything.
For, oh, okay, I'm not typing. Fish? Yeah. Oh, boy. Boy, 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 boy. Well, I'm sorry you guys are doing it. See, if we just could get to our new location, we would have DSL. We'd have a hard link. Fog is rolling in. Our satellite doesn't like fog. Evil spirits come out. It's just the way it goes. Technically, that brunette girl is not topless. If you see the full thing, she's wearing a red low-top dress, which is still bad. Anyway, folks, this is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We do what we do for the holy cause of liberty. And we do the best we can with what we have, and we will keep doing it. We do need your help. We need your support. But most of all, we need your prayers. Remember, do a little bit each day for the Lord. Do a little each day for the cause. And do a little each day to prepare your family. And you'll be okay. Give them the first hour of the day. Read that Bible. Fellowship. Discipleship. Do something every single day. And your militia will be blessed. Your cause. Your efforts will be blessed. Because it's His cause. It's the Lord's cause. We'll be back on Monday. No, we won't. We still got two more days, don't we? I think every day is Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday, but we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm buffering because I'm buff, guys. Pray for Stacy and I to continue going to the gym. I'm not losing any weight, but my knees are feeling better, and my butt's looking oh so nice. So we'll be back after about 22 hours. Hang in there, guys.
Amen.